Welcome to Psychology Has It Backwards. This series will question the assumption that people are psychologically broken and need to be fixed. We will talk about how seeing people as innately healthy will change all of your interactions and outcomes. This is a true paradigm shift, and it simplifies the entire process of dealing with mental distress and allows for more profound and immediate changes.
Hello, and welcome to Psychology Has It Backwards. I'm Judy Sedgman, and I'm coming to you from very chilly Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And it's always an honor and a pleasure to be able to do these podcasts week after week with my dear friend and beloved colleague and brilliant therapist,
Christine Heath. Wow. Yeah. I don't know about all that, but I'm a lucky therapist, that's for sure. Yeah.
We are all lucky. That's true. So this week, we're going to talk to you about how positive thinking, which is a very frequent idea that people get, is not really as powerful as we think it is. You know, and I know I don't know if everybody grew up with this, but, you know, for years, the Bible of positive thinking has been the book, The Power of Positive Thinking. And so everybody's become a cliche now to talk about the power of positive thinking. And there's no question that having positive thoughts on your mind is much more pleasant than not having negative thoughts on your mind. But when you think it's going to do something for you, the problem is if you don't believe it, it might cheer you up, but it's not going to change anything. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think that we've given it a kind of a false, it's kind of led to this whole idea that, you know, if you do affirmations, if you write things that are positive about yourself, if you keep thinking about your good attributes and focusing on them, that you're going to become a different person. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, that's it has no power, because what has power is what deep down you think. Mm-hmm. So, like, I remember when, you know, when I was in high school, I got the idea for a while that I wasn't attractive in any way and that I was going to have a hard time. Nobody wanted to, you know, go out with me or ask me to prom or anything like that, because I overheard somebody talking to my mother about my being lucky that I was smart because I was so plain and not very popular and outgoing. And so I took that on. And then my mother would try to exercise the power of positive thinking, because if I told my mother, she'd say, "Oh, Judy, that's silly. You know, you're a young girl. You don't even know what you're going to be yet. You know, just live your life. Don't think about it." And I was like, "Oh, I know, but I'm, you know, that's true. And I didn't get asked to this or that," or, you know, I kind of was looking for evidence. And I know that at that time, one of my friends in high school actually said, "Why don't you just start saying, you know, affirmations," which has been around forever. And she said, you know, it's like a prayer, you know, say, I'm wonderful, I'm good, I'm, you know, I'm a perfect human being, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, I tried that and I was in the back of my mind, I'm going, this is BS. I'm saying it in my truth. My truth meter in my mind is going like, "What do you think?" You know, and that's the problem with positive thinking. You can make yourself bring something to mind, but if you don't actually speak from the heart what's true for you, you're kidding yourself, and you can't kid yourself. And so we get asked very often, because in Sid Banks, I think it's in The Missing Link, isn't it, Chris, that he says, you know, positive thinking is a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he says, turn yourself from negative thoughts to positive thoughts.
Oh, yeah. Now, the secret there is what Sid is talking about is actually dropping your negative thoughts and allowing your spirits to lift and positive thoughts to come to mind, because they always will. You know, if you're in a bad mood, everything looks kind of bleak. And if you're if your state of mind changes so that you come into neutral or into a more positive state of mind, the quality of your thinking changes. And that's a different thing than trying to talk yourself into thinking positively when you're really feeling very negative. Mm-hmm. And I really think that there's a really deep point here that we miss, because, you know, we say things that it's just so common parlance. Like we say, well, I'm just going to call so-and-so. That always cheers me up. Or, you know, some people say, I'm going to have a couple glasses of wine. That always makes me feel better. Or I'm going to do this. And you're looking outside yourself for a fix. And that's not where it is. And often, you know, sometimes it does cheer you up when you call a friend because she or he distracts you from your thinking. And your negative thoughts kind of drift away and you get talking about something else. And when your thinking changes, your reality changes. But if you think it's because of the friend and you don't see that all I did is I stopped thinking about what I was thinking about because my friend was telling me this funny story and I got into it and I just dropped my thoughts, then you're missing the real power. Because the only power we have to change is our power to think and then think again. Mm-hmm. And to take our thinking seriously or not to take our thinking seriously. Or to know that if we are going down a path of increasingly negative thinking, we're hurting ourselves. And that we're creating that reality, that reality is, we may have things to deal with in life, and I don't want to minimize that. I don't want to say, you know, people die, terrible things happen, your house burns down. People have a lot of things that happen. If you live long enough, you've had a tremendous number of negative experiences. But when we say negative experiences, you know, in a neutral state of mind, they're just life experiences. And this one was not the best. I didn't like this one very much, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's a fact of life that we're going to have things that happen that we don't like, and we're going to have things that happen that we're thrilled about. Mm-hmm. But how we think about them determines how we get through them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, one of the things that I noticed about myself when I first learned the principles is everything negative looked more important to me than everything positive. There's something about negative information that it has more weight, you know? Mm-hmm. And I noticed this as soon as I started to see that I was the thinker creating my reality, and I wondered why I was always so anxious and stressed and worried and, you know, I was always on edge about something. I was kind of living on my last nerve a lot of the time. And I thought, well, you know, I remember coming to the end of one day and coming home, and I had a very unpleasant conversation with a new client who just didn't understand the services we provided and the services that we didn't provide. Like, we weren't going to go in and run his office. We would help him to train his staff, but we weren't going to, you know, staff it and run it ourselves. And he thought that we should. And I'd gotten into this discussion with him about that. Well, you don't want that. You don't want us to be the boss of your staff. You want your staff to be responsive to you and your patients. You're their boss. You hire them. You decide if you want them to have a raise. And we'll train them how to do your work. And he was like, well, I want more than that, and blah, blah, blah. And he got kind of nasty, and he was in a bad mood. And I remember that just haunted me. I had that conversation in the morning, and it just haunted me all day. So I went through the rest of my day, and I saw other clients, and I got involved in other work, and I went to a meeting. But when I got home, I was still thinking about that conversation and how angry he was, and how I didn't want to lose him as a new client. We hadn't even had a chance yet. And it was right, you know, early in the days that I was starting to learn the principles. And I remember sitting down when I got home and, you know, fixing a glass of water and thinking, well, gee, a lot of good things happened today, and I'm not even thinking about them. I'm still stuck in that conversation. Like, wow, that's the power of negative thinking. You know, it looks so important. So that the positive things, I just blew right through them. You know, I took them for granted. They didn't do a thing for me. And it was so funny because I started to realize that the number of things that information, the amount of information that came at me every day was more positive than negative. You know, we did a good job. Our clients generally liked it and they would call us and we'd have reasonable conversations. And then every once in a while, somebody would get upset about something. Mm-hmm. But when somebody got upset, it looked so important to me. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the reasons why people get the idea, if I could just be more positive, if I could just do some, and they'll start to do affirmations mm-hmm. or positive thinking. Yeah. But really realizing the weight you put on negative thinking and how it's still just thought would help a lot more than trying to talk yourself out of it.
Yeah, there's a whole series. What should we call it? There's a whole way of thinking in psychology called positive psychology, which is better than negative psychology, or pathology-based psychology, because it's focused on being happy and doing things to get happiness, things to get happy. And that's what positive thinking is. It's like thinking that your happiness comes from the outside world, what you do, how you live it. Now, is there some truth in that? Of course. Like if you do things that are healthier for you, you're going to feel better. But positive thinking in and of itself isn't going to make you feel better. You know, like I had a friend who, did those affirmations, right? And so she said every morning she'd get up and the mirror that she looked in had all these sticky notes on it saying, you're a good person. You are loved. You are amazing. You are a good therapist. You are, all of these things. And she said, the problem is that it was like I was trying to trick myself.
Yeah.
And I believed that I was a piece of crap. And so it didn't matter how many times I thought positively about it, because underneath it, I would always come back to that. She said, it made me feel better for a while. And that's what positive thinking can do, is it makes you feel better temporarily. It's like a trick of the mind. So you're in a healthier, better feeling for a while, but because you think it's because of what you did or said or who you talked to or how they made you feel, like, you know, people do this in relationships, like, oh, you're giving me love. That's why I need you to stay in my life forever. But love and positivity comes from within us. It doesn't come from the outside world. And you can't intellectually trick yourself because you already think that the negative is real. Like you said, that gets more attention in our mind for whatever reason, probably the level of consciousness of the world. But, you know, the thing is that focusing on being optimistic is a character. It's a way of looking at things rather than being optimistic, which comes from a different state of mind. Right. So when you're in a good place, you write, okay, I'm going to tell myself all these wonderful things. You do. And then your mood changes. And because you don't understand the nature of thought and how thought works, now those old thoughts come back in and you get what I call a visitation. You know, the thoughts come in and they look real and they scare you half to death.
Yeah.
Right. So it's recognizing that, another example of positive thinking that's really harmful is with people who are addicts, right? Because they always will tell you, I don't have a problem. I'm fine. I don't know what you're talking about. I can stop using anytime I want to. They have so much positive thinking about this that they're not really listening and don't see the impact of that using drugs or alcohol is having on their relationships and on their life, because their positive thinking is blinding them from seeing what's really happening in the here and now. And I mean, I see that happening with people, even people that I've worked with where, you know, they were so focused on, oh, this is going to happen, or we're going to get this contract, or this is going to happen. And it never did. And so nothing was changed in their behavior, which is the clue here, gang, It's like if you wake up and see like, oh, I'm doing a lot of negative thinking here, I need to change it to positive. Really, you want to go back to the drawing board and see, what do I need to change in myself to do life differently? Like, what needs to change here? Because if you keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, we know what that means, right? You get the same outcome.
You know, one of the things that I realized early on, and maybe it's just was useful to me, but I realized that there's a state of mind called neutral. I used to drive a standard shift car, and I remember neutral. I know what neutral is. You're not going forward, you're not going backward, but the engine's humming along and you're fine. And I thought, you know, neutral, that would be sort of the state to get into if you were feeling exceptionally negative. See, positive, almost like, you know, if I'm talking to a really negative person who's really down in the dumps and very down on themselves and on life and, you know, really doesn't care anymore, if I get too positive, I look unrealistic and stupid to them. They'll argue with me. But if I can pull them into negative, just get them to the point where their thinking is kind of, could be this, could be that. I don't know. You know, well, maybe I need to reconsider. They're natural. If their good feeling comes back to them, they'll naturally keep going up as opposed to bringing themselves back down. And then the next thing you know, they'll say, oh gosh, I don't know why I was so upset about that. It wasn't that big a deal. And, you know, that's what we all need to be able to do, is to see that we're not always right just because something looks important to us. And if we are right, when we get our wisdom back, we'll see an answer to it. And if we're just upset and indulging in a lot of negative thinking, then we'll, you know, we're just going to go over and over the same information with no solution.
Yeah, the other thing too is like, it's really hard to tell when your thinking is off. You know, like, oh no, I feel fine about this. Oh no, this is great. It's positive thinking, but you can tell that there's a little edge to it. There's a little, like, you're trying to convince yourself that you're okay.
Yeah.
Like, if you have to tell yourself the same thing over and over and over all the time, chances are you don't really see it. You just, it's an intellectually good thought.
Yeah.
And so you want to look to go deeper with that. And I'm not saying that, you know, being positive about the way you think about things isn't a good idea, but you want to go deeper than that to see that that is coming from a state of mind that you're not always living in. And sometimes when you're not in that state of mind, you have a lot of negative thoughts about yourself that look real. So you see, it's kind of like your healthier part trying to convince your unhealthy part that what it's thinking isn't real, but it doesn't have an intelligence, right? You can't trick it. You have to see it and then let it go.
Yeah.
You can't like hope that you'll change your thinking, your negative thinking, by focusing on positive thinking. But if you notice how thought works and you use that, your negative thinking, as a little signal to you, like, oh, whoops, going too fast. Oh, whoops, I'm got caught up in some negative thinking here. Because our ego will always tell us it's a good idea. Yeah, but they deserve it. And another thing, they did this and they did that. You know, you can pump yourself up with your ego big time as a way to justify your negativity and feel very positive about your justification. Right?
Yes. It's true. When you see it, you see it.
Yeah.
It's like you just, it's like a wake up thing. I have a really sweet story about somebody else's client to share with that. But back in when I was first learning this, I knew several counselors who did that worked in the office that I was working with. And one of them was, you know, came to a meeting and was talking about this 7-year-old girl that she was working with, this little 7-year-old. And she said, well, this little girl is so angry with her mother and she's been trying to set fire to her house. And her parents were very upset and they, you know, somebody wanted to put her in a, you know, in a hospital and they didn't want that, but she would get so angry. And she was doing all these negative things, like she took a knife to the couch and made a big rip in it and stuff. And I don't know what it was about the couch. But anyway, she said, but, you know, she's really a sweet little girl. And I was new to it at that time. And I thought, well, I wonder how she knows she's sweet. You know, but I was going to wait and find out. So somebody said, well, how did you start with her? And she said, well, you know, I asked her to draw a picture of her mom. And she drew this hideous witch, you know, like from a storybook with the pointy hat and the warts and the, you know, the cauldron. And and she drew this really awful looking witch. And the counselor just took the photo, you know, the picture that the child had drawn and put it in her desk drawer. And said, well, thank you very much. I wanted to see what your mom looked like. And after she worked with her for about a month, and the little girl started to see her thinking, see that she was a thinker. And honestly, little children can pick it up. This is an important thing to realize. If you teach your kids this, it's going to help them a lot. But anyway, she started to realize that she could make things up and they would look really real to her, and that she had moods and different states of mind. Things looked different. And she really calmed down. And the counselor asked her, you know, I remember that I asked you to draw a picture of your mom. And she said, I know I have it somewhere, but I wonder if you draw me another one. And so she did. And she drew this beautiful fairy princess. Oh. And her mom was in this, you know, pretty gown, and she had like light around her and everything. And Sue pulled the other picture out of her desk drawer. And she says, wow, your mom has sure changed. And the little girl said to her, No, my mom didn't change. My eyeballs changed.
Oh, that's so cute.
But that's really the difference between positive and negative thinking. Our mm-hmm. inside interpretation of our thoughts changes. Mm-hmm. And I love that. I loved it that a little girl could see that and say that profound thing. And it kind of goes to show you that we know deep down that we know what health is. We know what it feels like, and we know where it's coming from. Mm-hmm. And negative thinking is not the same as problem solving. I used to face this a lot of times at work. You know, people would say, well, you have to face up. You can't just run around being positive. No, of course not. But facing up to something is just being realistic. You don't have to be upset about it. Mm-hmm. You know,
it's very. It has to be kind of impersonal. Like you're looking at your life impersonally.
Right.
Like what can change? What can I do differently? Mm-hmm. What am I doing that's causing me to get so caught up in this negative thinking? But the truth is that as you see that negative thinking is just a function of a state of mind, it's easier to let it go.
Yeah.
Because then when you let it go, you know your state of mind shifts naturally, because that's our innate health, right, is the resilience factor here. So we always go back to that state of security. And the quality of our thinking changes without us trying to be positive.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're thinking about your thinking. So if you have a negative thought, like, oh, that's a negative thought, I'll change that to a positive one. Okay. And then it's just in your head. You're just changing content.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where the field is at, is there's a lot of things out there for people to change their thinking. But you already thought the thought. It's too late. Forget it. It's like what you want to do is change the state of mind you're living from, so that you're living from a healthier, quieter, more beautiful feeling. And then your thoughts are positive naturally. Yeah. Like when I'm talking to somebody, I see the health in the client, whether they see it or not.
Yeah.
And sometimes they argue with me about it, mm-hmm. you know, but it doesn't matter to me, because I know. That is at the core of every one of us. So when we're trying to change things after the fact, it's kind of like a day late and a dollar short. And doesn't help people. It helps you a little bit, like, oh yeah, that's a better way of looking at it. So you kind of let go of the negative thought. But if you just see how that works, you can just let go of the negative thought without going through all that extra thinking.
Right. You know, this is something that I've noticed. Chris has a gift that I'm a big admirer of this, and I really have started to look myself more closely as I'm listening to people. So, you know, we if we're talking to somebody and let's say I'm talking to the person and Chris is just listening and watching at that moment, because we do groups together. And the person has this little burst of health, you know, they'll be going on about their negative thing, but then they'll have a little insight or a little shift and then they'll, you know, drop back. But they had that moment, you know, Chris will stop them and say, "Do you see what you just did?" And the person will go, "No, I don't know. What I do?" And then Chris would say, "Well, remember you were saying this." And then all of a sudden you had a new thought and you said this and your whole demeanor changed and your face changed. And your voice, the tone of voice changed, your feeling changed. And the person would go, "Oh yeah, I did, didn't I?" And that's, I think that's the gift of always looking for the health. Mm-hmm. And we can do that with ourselves too. You know, we can listen to ourselves when we understand. And, you know, you can hear yourself when you're in bad tone or in a nasty mood. It's pretty easy to let it go when you start thinking, "Oh gosh, I didn't like the way that sounded when I said it," you know, or "Why am I so focused on this thing?"
And you know, the positive thinking that we get into, it has kind of a euphoria with it. Yeah. You know, like when you start a diet and you're like, "Okay, I'm going to do this," right? And the first month you're like, "Great." And then all of a sudden it's like, "Oh, I don't know if I want to do this." You're like that negative thinking or your old insecure thinking comes in, and then all of a sudden you see it differently. Well, then you got to have something else to get you kind of positive thinking again. So a lot of times people have what I call that hyper happy. So they're like, "Oh, everything's wonderful, everything's great," and it kind of drives you nuts because you're so anxious with it. Mm-hmm. And so positivity, I think, is different than sometimes how we think about it. Yeah. It's not positive thinking. It's living from a beautiful feeling, a feeling of security sometimes. Mm-hmm. So you know this is what needs to be done here. Yeah. And that's very positive, but it's not positive thinking. But we just love to get caught in the content of our thinking, just like, "Ooh, let's think about it." And yeah, it gets us thinking more. Now, yeah, temporarily, will it give you this, you know, it's like in Missing Links, it talks about, there's a chapter in there called Finding Your Teacher. Mm-hmm. And he says, if I can find it here, he said basically that we trade one belief for another. And that when that happens, we get an uplifting feeling. We get to feeling, yeah, better. The word he uses is coming up here. I'm looking for, here it is. If you take on someone else's belief to replace a belief of your own, you may experience a temporary placebo effect.
Yeah.
But you have not found a lasting answer. However, if you replace an old belief with a realization from your own inner wisdom, the effect and results are superior and permanent. Like, you know, it's kind of like, it is one thing to listen to the words of the wise, quite another to be a follower. Yeah. Right? So there's wisdom everywhere that you can hear, but you have to wake up to it.
Yeah.
And then your thinking gets more positive automatically.
Right. Yeah. And you're not just fooling yourself or repeating a mantra that somebody taught you.
Yeah. And, yeah, you know, the deal is thought is very, very illusionary.
Yeah.
It's easy to get caught up in your own thinking. And then we start searching for somebody to fix us or something to fix us or mm-hmm. somebody that knows more than we do. Mm-hmm. But it's just the illusionary quality of our thinking. And we just love to think. Most of us, we're like, as I always say, we should have one 12-step program called Thinkers Anonymous.
That's always been a great idea, but people don't like to admit that is a problem. Anyway, what I guess the bottom line on what we're talking about is you can't fool the truth. You know, you can't talk yourself out of what you are thinking, but you can change your mind if you change your state of mind.
Yeah.
And if you know how the mind works, that's the beauty of the principles, is that you realize, oh yeah, thought is transitory. Thoughts come and go. Each thought looks real. When I get a bad feeling from my reality, it's temporary.
Yeah. And when you see that, you stop doing other things that are the opposite of that.
Right.
So you wouldn't say like, oh, I'm pure and healthy on the inside, but I got to keep telling myself I'm okay.
Yeah.
Right. You see that's what you're looking for, is to have that, your own awakeness of that.
Yeah. Just to be confident that we're all fine.
Yeah. Well, with that, let's call it an episode.
Yep. And we'll see you again soon. Take care.
Aloha, everyone.
We hope you heard something new and that you will continue to join us to challenge the prevailing thinking about the possibilities for health in everyone. To subscribe to the podcast, visit our website at psychologyhasitbackwards.com.